Getting to know the sound of your voice. Do you want to know the impression you make by the way you speak? Really? I can help you do it in a way that won't cost you a dime. But do I believe you will actually do this? No. So, prove me wrong. Here's what to do. Create a time for you and a few same-sex friends to get together around a good recording device. Sit equidistant from the microphone. Hit record. Now, talk to each other. Let's say you chat about this or that for 20 minutes. Turn it off, rewind, take a lunch break. Then, sit down and listen. Now, here's what you might listen for. Who's doing the most talking? Who does the most interrupting? Who talks too softly to be heard? How high or low is your voice relative to the other people in the group? Can you understand yourself as easily as you do others? Do you like the sound of your laughter? Or are you embarrassed to hear that you sound like a Canada goose? Do you hear something in your speech that you don't like? Does your voice sound flat as a board, or should you consider opera? And so on. Don't worry, you'll find much to notice. Now, this may be a painful experience for you, or you may well find much that you are pleased with. And I encourage your courage. This exercise allows you to know how you really interact with other people, more than I could possibly predict from a private interview. And consider how valuable this could be for you. Now here's my offer. Do this exercise and write a short report on your communication behavior as you observed it on the recording. And send it to me. I can't wait to read it. I will write a blog about your findings, and I will send you a copy of my book, It's the Way You Say It, Becoming Articulate, Well-Spoken, and Clear. Deal? I look forward to hearing from you.